A Profex középfokú nyelvvizsga első vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvass el az első feladatlapot, erre 1 perc áll rendelkezésére. Most kétszer egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A második meghallgatás után 2 perc áll rendelkezésére az első feladatlap kitöltésére.
Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Today I'm going to talk about a disease called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. It is caused by a virus called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. MERS affects the respiratory system. Most patients develop severe acute respiratory illness with symptoms of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Health officials first reported the disease in Saudi Arabia in September 2012. Through retrospective investigations, health officials later identified that the first known cases of MERS occurred in Jordan in April of 2012. So far, all cases of MERS have been linked to countries in and near the Arabian Peninsula. MERS has spread from ill people to others through close contact, such as caring for or living with an infected person. However, there is no evidence of sustained spreading in community settings. MERS patients have ranged in age from younger than 1 to 99 years old. Most people confirmed to have MERS infection have had severe acute respiratory illness with symptoms of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Some people also had gastrointestinal symptoms, including diarrhea and nausea, vomiting. For many people, more severe complications followed, such as pneumonia and kidney failure. About 3 to 4 out of every 10 people reported with MERS died. Most of the people who died had an underlying medical condition. Some infected people had mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, and they recovered. Based on what researchers know so far, people with pre-existing medical conditions may be more likely to become infected with MERS or have a severe case. Pre-existing conditions from reported cases have included diabetes, cancer, and chronic lung, heart, and kidney disease. Individuals with weakened immune systems are also at higher risk for getting MERS or having a severe case. Based on information we have to date, the incubation period for MERS is usually about 5 or 6 days, but can range from 12 to 14 days. Currently, there is no vaccine to prevent MERS infection. The U.S. National Institute of Health is exploring the possibility of developing one. Now, I am going to give you suggestions for the best preventive treatments. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds and help young children do the same. Cover your nose and mouth with the tissue when you cough or sneeze, then throw the tissue in the trash. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid personal contact, such as kissing or sharing cups or utensils with sick people. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces, such as toys and doorknobs. There is no specific antiviral treatment recommended for MERS infection. Individuals with MERS can seek medical care to help relieve symptoms. For severe cases, current treatment includes care to support vital organ functions. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for your attention. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Today I'm going to talk about a disease called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. It is caused by a virus called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. MERS affects the respiratory system. Most patients develop severe acute respiratory illness with symptoms of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Health officials first reported the disease in Saudi Arabia in September 2012. Through retrospective investigations, health officials later identified that the first known cases of MERS occurred in Jordan in April of 2012. So far, all cases of MERS have been linked to countries in and near the Arabian Peninsula. MERS has spread from ill people to others through close contact, such as caring for or living with an infected person. However, there is no evidence of sustained spreading in community settings. MERS patients have ranged in age from younger than 1 to 99 years old. Most people confirmed to have MERS infection have had severe acute respiratory illness with symptoms of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Some people also had gastrointestinal symptoms, including diarrhea and nausea, vomiting. For many people, more severe complications followed, such as pneumonia and kidney failure. About 3 to 4 out of every 10 people reported with MERS died. Most of the people who died had an underlying medical condition. Some infected people had mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, and they recovered. Based on what researchers know so far, people with pre-existing medical conditions may be more likely to become infected with MERS or have a severe case. Pre-existing conditions from reported cases have included diabetes, cancer, and chronic lung, heart, and kidney disease. Individuals with weakened immune systems are also at higher risk for getting MERS or having a severe case. Based on information we have to date, the incubation period for MERS is usually about 5 or 6 days, but can range from 12 to 14 days. Currently, there is no vaccine to prevent MERS infection. The U.S. National Institute of Health is exploring the possibility of developing one. Now, I am going to give you suggestions for the best preventive treatments. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds and help young children do the same. Cover your nose and mouth with the tissue when you cough or sneeze, then throw the tissue in the trash. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid personal contact such as kissing or sharing cups or utensils with sick people. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces such as toys and doorknobs. There is no specific antiviral treatment recommended for MERS infection. Individuals with MERS can seek medical care to help relieve symptoms. For severe cases, current treatment includes care to support vital organ functions. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for your attention.
A Profex középfokú nyelvvizsga második vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvass el a második feladatlapot, erre 1 perc áll rendelkezésére. Most 2-szer egymás után fogja hallani a második szöveget. A második meghallgatás után 2 perc áll rendelkezésére a feladatlap kitöltésére.
You are going to hear a dialogue between a doctor and a patient.
Good afternoon, doctor.
Good afternoon. If you will please, tell me the purpose of your visit.
I have a stomach ache.
What do you feel?
I have a strong pain and heartburn.
How long have you had this pain and acidity?
For 2 months now. I eat and after every meal my stomach hurts. Even at night the pain persists.
How strong is the pain on a 1 to 10 scale?
Between 4 and 5.
Is the pain continuous or does it come and go?
It comes and goes.
Does the pain come after meals?
That's possible.
Any particular food that affects you more?
Greasy food. At home we eat a lot of greasy food.
Besides the pain, you said you have heartburn?
Yes, after a burp, I feel a kind of sour taste.
Is it worse when lying down?
Yes, I taste the acid in my mouth.
And tell me, how often do you have a bowel movement?
It is regular.
Have you noticed any change in the consistency of the feces?
Yes, it is a bit softer.
Have you noticed any change in color?
Yes, it is greener.
Greener? Any blood in it?
No, I do not see any blood in my stool.
Do you have nausea or vomiting?
No, not now.
Tell me, what did you eat today?
I ate tomato sauce.
Do tomatoes give you any trouble?
No.
What about orange juice? Does it affect your stomach?
Sometimes.
What do you feel?
It gives me a strange metallic taste.
And what do you do when you have a stomach ache?
Sometimes I take Alka-Seltzer. It helps a bit.
Yes. Do you take any medication like aspirin or Advil?
No, usually Tylenol.
And if you take any anti-inflammatory medicine, do you think it could affect your stomach?
No, I can't really tell you.
Okay, I want to examine your feces to check if you have any kind of parasite. Have you traveled recently to the tropics or been overseas?
Yes.
Parasites can also affect your stomach. I would like to examine your upper gastrointestinal system through x-rays. After the examination, we will decide what to do first. For now, prior to bedtime, avoid greasy foods. It may cause more acidity. Any questions?
I wonder if I have an ulcer.
We need to think of that too. You should know that an x-ray of the intestine sometimes cannot detect an ulcer. If the pain persists after taking antibiotics, you will need an endoscopy. Any other questions?
No, doctor.
Good. We will see each other next week. Goodbye.
You are going to hear a dialogue between a doctor and a patient.
Good afternoon, doctor.
Good afternoon. If you will, please, tell me the purpose of your visit.
I have a stomach ache.
What do you feel?
I have a strong pain and heartburn.
How long have you had this pain and acidity?
For 2 months now. I eat and after every meal my stomach hurts. Even at night the pain persists.
How strong is the pain on a 1 to 10 scale?
between 4 and 5.
Is the pain continuous, or does it come and go?
It comes and goes.
Does the pain come after meals?
That's possible.
Any particular food that affects you more?
Greasy food. At home, we eat a lot of greasy food.
Besides the pain, you said you have heartburn?
Yes. After a burp, I feel a kind of sour taste.
Is it worse when lying down?
Yes, I taste the acid in my mouth.
And tell me, how often do you have a bowel movement?
It is regular.
Have you noticed any change in the consistency of the feces?
Yes, it is a bit softer.
Have you noticed any change in color?
Yes, it is greener.
Greener? Any blood in it?
No, I do not see any blood in my stool.
Do you have nausea or vomiting?
No, not now.
Tell me, what did you eat today?
I ate tomato sauce.
Do tomatoes give you any trouble?
No.
What about orange juice? Does it affect your stomach?
Sometimes.
What do you feel?
It gives me a strange metallic taste.
And what do you do when you have a stomach ache?
Sometimes I take Alka-Seltzer. It helps a bit.
Yes. Do you take any medication like aspirin or Advil?
No, usually Tylenol.
And if you take any anti-inflammatory medicine, do you think it could affect your stomach?
No, I can't really tell you.
Okay, I want to examine your feces to check if you have any kind of parasite. Have you traveled recently to the tropics or been overseas?
Yes.
Parasites can also affect your stomach. I would like to examine your upper gastrointestinal system through x-rays. After the examination, we will decide what to do first. For now, prior to bedtime, avoid greasy foods. It may cause more acidity. Any questions?
I wonder if I have an ulcer.
We need to think of that too. You should know that an x-ray of the intestine sometimes cannot detect an ulcer. If the pain persists after taking antibiotics, you will need an endoscopy. Any other questions?
No, doctor.
Good. We will see each other next week. Goodbye.